USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Utah police are releasing body camera footage following an argument between a missing Florida woman and her fiancé. Footage showing Florida couple Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie after police say they were seen having an argument and hitting each other in Moab City during their cross-country road trip. Northport, Florida Police Chief Todd Garrison saying that police are still on the hunt for any clues they can find.
We have investigators working diligently around the clock, as well as with the FBI. The FBI is present here today to show their solidarity and commitment to this investigation.
Laundrie has been named a person of interest in the case. Today's AAA survey regarding gas prices shows a national average for regular is $3.19 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
General Motors is warning some Chevy Bolt owners to keep their cars parked away from other vehicles to reduce fire risk. The car company has already recalled more than 140,000 of their Bolt EVs made in the last 5 years because of batteries spontaneously going up in flames. Bloomberg reporting GM is also issuing the warning to reduce the risk of a possible blaze starting to other cars and trucks. About a dozen fires have been confirmed and more continue to be reported. GM saying it's working with its partners to correct the battery issues. Nearly 5 million people are bracing for flash floods as post-tropical cyclone Nicholas lingers over the Gulf Coast. The storm was downgraded today, but is expected to continue drenching Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, as well as the Florida Panhandle. The storm was downgraded today, but is expected to continue drenching Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The administration is announcing a new partnership with our allies.
President Joe Biden announced a new security partnership Wednesday seeking to serve as a bulwark against Chinese expansion and influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Joined by UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Biden said that the agreement will ensure that the three partners have the capability to deal with rapidly evolving threats.
This initiative is about making sure that each of us has a modern capability. The most modern capabilities we need to maneuver and defend against rapidly evolving threats. AUKUS will bring together our sailors, our scientists, and our industries to maintain and expand our edge in military capabilities and critical technologies such as cyber, artificial intelligence, quantum technologies, and undersea domains.
The president said that as part of this partnership, the U.S. would help Australia acquire nuclear-powered submarines, including sharing the technology to help in that pursuit. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
PepsiCo announced on Thursday that they're aiming to make sure all of its packaging can be recycled, composted, or degradable by 2025. PepsiCo also saying it plans to reduce the use of virgin plastic by half across all its brands by 2030. PepsiCo making the moves as it and Coca-Cola have become new targets for environmental extremists. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.